All right. Hey, Psalms 46. You know, it's a comforting psalm if you look at it. It's an encouraging psalm, especially for whenever your world is being shaken. You know, every one of us has times when our worlds are shaken. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about our world. See, we have a world we live in. That's where we work, where we live, the people we come in contact with. That's our little world. You ever notice that most of the time you drive the same route to work, you drive the same route home, you stop at the same stores to shop, you see the same people? How many ever noticed, usually at the bank, if you go inside, now a lot of times people just go to the driver, but if you go inside, you go to the same cashier every time. How many of you go inside the bank? I do that. I've been going to the same cashier for I don't know how many years now. But we have our own little worlds. That's our worlds, you know, that we live in. And sometimes those worlds can get shaken. And maybe you've had an experience recently, you know, that's shaken your world, sickness or financial difficulty or maybe a family problem or problems, maybe marital problems. You know, I mean, people can say what they want to, but, you know, I heard this one guy, he's teaching, and he said, me and my wife have never had an argument or something, or disagreement or something. What did he say? How did he say?
He said, my wife and I have never had a disagreement.
Yeah, never had a disagreement. And Lynette, because this was a friend of ours, she looked at him and she said, either you're not communicating or you're not telling the
truth. Or you're lying.
Or you're lying. But sometimes, you know, we have car problems, we have pressure and stress in different areas at work. Sometimes there's layoffs, there's economy, and the list can go on and on and on. And you know, actually, some areas of the U.S. are prone to be shaken all the time, quite a bit, you know, especially California, they say. But I want you to notice, hey, Oklahoma got where it's being shaken pretty good all the time too, you know. In fact, I got the quake deal on my phone here. 84 minutes ago, 7 miles north-northwest of Perry, we had a 2.9 earthquake. At 7:36 a.m. this morning, we had a 2.7 south-southeast of Medford. And we had a 2.1 yesterday and a 3.1 south-southwest of Pawnee, you know, yesterday. I mean, the list goes on. These are all Oklahoma quakes. I mean, but maybe something is shaking your world. And we need to realize that when our world is shaken, we can make it. We can make it. First of all, we always have God with us. Look at this, Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge, our strength, the ever-present help in trouble. God is there all the time. He appears here at the beginning of this psalm. He is at the beginning of our life. He's at the beginning of our life in Christ. He is not some impersonal supreme being somewhere up here, the man upstairs. You know, I don't know where anybody ever got that statement in the first place. That sounds like somebody that's impersonal. But he is a personal being that is with you all the time, and he loves you. It doesn't matter where you're at, what you're doing, where you're going, work, home, sleeping, whatever, God is there. Amen. It don't matter. Amen. Playing golf, God is with you. Walking in the mall, shopping, God is there with you. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, God is always there. He is all, you know, sometimes people think they got to get in some special time of prayer or special, have this special feeling. Oh man, I really feel God. It don't make no difference whether you can feel him or not. If you're born again, he's with you. Don't care whether you feel him or not, he's there with you. Yeah, we need to get a hold of that fact and really, really zero in on it. So many times people, you know, they have you ever run into somebody that they think you got to get in this special, get this special feeling before God is there? Anybody ever run into anybody like that? Well, I got a few people. Excuse me. Still having voice problems, but I'm here. He is our refuge. Now, what is a refuge? A hiding place. A place of safety. Hello. You know, they have these refuge for animals. That's a place of safety for the animals. They're not going to get shot while they're there, you know. Nobody can go hunt on that property. And some say, well, you shouldn't be killing. Wait a minute. You got to realize something. The way that they do that is that they have to harvest those or you get overrun, you know. I mean, I grew up down there in Texas and back when, you know, they put out, the Texas Wildlife Department put out a deal. You can shoot them anywhere, anytime, and you bring their hide in and we give you $10 for a wolf hide. The wolf population had gotten so bad that they were killing horses and cows and everything. And so they sent out this deal that, hey, do something to help us. They didn't have enough people to do it. So, you know, but they have refugees. Refuges. I said the wrong word, didn't I? All right, let's everybody get a good laugh and then we'll go on with this. You young people learning how to preach, that's the way you do it. Don't try to correct it. It gets worse. Just go with it. When the storm comes or the quake in your life comes, God is our hiding place. He is our refuge. We are safe with him when the world is shaken. We can, our world may be shaken, but we can look to him and know that we are saved. And then it goes on and it says, God is our strength. He gives you strength when to make it when it doesn't look like you can. You know, Paul in Philippians 4:13 said we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Who strengthens us. He gives us strength to carry on. And then it says he's an ever-present help. And it goes on and says in trouble. But he is an ever-present help anytime with anything. Not just when you're in trouble. He is a present help in trouble, all right. But he's an ever-present help. All you got to do is ask. I ask for good parking places sometimes, most of the time. I really do. I especially if I'm in a hurry and I need and I got to get back to the office for something, I ask for it because he's there. He's the help. He's there to make sure that I'm taken care of. He is always there. And get a hold of this now. The greater trouble we're in, the bigger he becomes. We sometimes look at our trouble and it looks so big, But if we'll realize our God is bigger. He's always bigger than whatever the need is. He's always bigger and he's always there. Now, let's go on and read verse 2. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. I'm reading out of the NIV in case y'all don't know. Though its waters roar and foam, the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Therefore, we will not fear. You can't have fear and faith at the same time. Faith emerges and soars when we realize that God is there, he is with us, and he is bigger than anything that we face. As faith arises, fear flees. As fear arises, faith disappears. Now, I just said disappears, and I said when faith arises, as fear flees. Flee means to run from in terror, because when you come up in faith, he'll run from it. But whenever you let the fear come up, faith doesn't run, it just disappears. Your faith is in the one who calmed the sea. Therefore, we will not fear. Do you really, really trust God and his word to take you through to the other side as you ride your boat on life's sea? Now, you know, those disciples got in a boat. It was calm. Everything was good. But a storm arose and fear gripped their hearts. And Jesus already said, let us go to the other side. God has already told us that he'll take us through any problem that arises. And the key there is through. He did not say we would not have some difficulties. Over there in John, it says that in this world, you're going to have trouble. I'm going to just paraphrase it. Trouble and difficulties. But I have overcome. Amen. Hello. You know, it says here, you don't even have to be afraid if the earth is removed. Come on. Isn't that what it says? Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the sea, and the waters roar and foam, the mountains quake, he says, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. I see people whenever they give a tornado warning, they go into uttermost panic. I don't. Now, I have enough sense to take precaution, but I also start depending upon my God, and there is no use for fear. Hello? You don't have to be afraid. As you travel your road of life, and I mean things roar, and your sea of life starts churning, you don't have to be afraid. You have to go to your refuge. Go to your God. Go to His Word. What has He said in His Word? You know, y'all all know on spring break that we took a cruise. And, you know, I mean, it was great. But on the way back into Galveston that night when we were headed in, man, when you were trying to walk around the ship, you were doing this. Because that thing was, there was a storm coming up and the sea was a little bit rough. Some people were getting seasick and some people were, you know, getting afraid, and didn't bother me any. I figured the captain knew what he was doing, but number one, I knew my God. And my God said, it don't matter what's going on around me, He will protect me. He will take care of me. You know, peace multiplies in us when we look to the forces of heaven when trouble comes. See, look at verse 4 and 5 now. You know, he's talking about, therefore we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, though the waters roar and foam, mountains quake with their surge. Now, see, he's talking about what's going on. But now, listen, now he's going in, he's talking about where God is. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. That's the river of life flowing out from the throne of God. And it says here, the holy place where the Most High dwells. It's talking about the city, heaven, the city of God, where God dwells. And you know what? If we begin to realize this may be happening here, but we have a God in heaven that says, don't worry, my child. I'll take care of you. Hallelujah. Hello. In fact, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that there you may be also. God's word may not stop the shaking, but it will bring you through to the other side, to safety. See, we have to be confident in the word, knowing that the word is our protector. The Lord God is almighty. And he goes on to say, the God of Jacob is our fortress. A fortress is a military term, meaning a place that cannot be conquered. You are fortified from. And see, here we run to God, our fortress. I don't know whether y'all getting hold of this or not. You're looking at me funny. But I like this. Because if you break these psalms down into our modern day, there's a lot in here, and there's a lot that we can get a hold of that can keep us in the hour of whenever the enemy is trying to drag us down and tell us it ain't gonna work. Tell us, well, you know, he protected last time, but not this time. Many people say, well, I know so-and-so. You know what? A lot of times you talk to those people, if they would have listened to their heart. And I just got through doing that session on there. That's why I did 5 lessons on it, I think. Listen to your heart. they would not have been in the place of danger if they'd have listened to their hearts. See, we've got to realize God is with us and God is there and God is protecting us, but we have to listen to His Spirit on the inside of us sometimes saying, hey, don't go there. Go a different way home. Oh, that's just me. You know, there are times that they have given a bad weather report. It's pretty, you know, and I got to drive somewhere and go somewhere. But I just feel in my soul, my heart, I shouldn't go. Well, hey, it looks fine and everything looks good. I don't see any danger right now. But I feel, so I won't go. See, that's, He's trying to be your protector. He's trying to be your refuge, and you're walking out from underneath it. You know? Of course, you know, my grandpa had a farm, and then when I was in first grade, Dad pastored down there in Van, Texas, we had a chicken pen. And some of the parishioners, some of the people had given us some chickens so we could have fresh eggs every morning. And then, of course, we had a rooster, and eventually there was some chicks out there in there. And this hawk come flying over. We had a big old white legged rooster and had some white hens, but it had an old Dominicker hen. Anybody know what a Dominicker hen is? I get right here. Here's a farm boy. They're black, they're black, but they got white spots all over them, polka dot like. Anyway, she had a bunch of chicks. And this old hawk comes flying over, and she started clucking, and all them chicks run over, and she went, but one of them didn't. Next thing you know, he was sailing away in the claws of that hawk, because he come, shoo, and he's gone, man. But you see, the protection was there, and the old hen was clucking. Come on. And she popped those feathers down. They were all protected. You see, that's the way we are sometimes. You know, God's got the wings up for protection, but instead of us running there, I'll be all right. That's what that little chick thought too, but he wasn't. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. Hello. Now, let's jump on down to verse 10. Jump on down to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. Now that's the part of that verse I want to say. Be still and know that I am God. In other words, in the middle of your shaking, in the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your trial, quit fretting. Quit trying to figure everything out. Just stand still. He said, be still, be quiet, and know that I am God. Know that I am God what? That I'm your protector, I'm your provider. I'm the one that's going to make sure that everything is all right. In all the years of ministry, I've seen people, man, they talk one side of their mouth, they talk about trusting God, out the other side, oh my God, I don't understand this. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, blah, blah. They're not being still. Being still means that you don't give it another thought. Of course, you didn't have the opportunity to grow up in the home I did where that was a way of life. I was taught that from the time I was young. I was taught God said it, we believe it, and He'll make it happen. Yes. I'm trying to get this across to you guys. Be still and know that I am God. Then he goes on and talks about how big a God he is. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And then the psalm goes on, the Lord God, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. There it is again. Hello. You know what? God is working to do some awesome things right in the middle of your shaking world. Don't be afraid. Be still. And know that Isaiah 54:7, God is making it to come to pass. No weapon forged against you will prevail. You will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord. This is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Now, I know what it says in the NIV, in New King James, but I sort of like that NIV version right there. Can you be still and trust God? That's another question. Can you be still and trust God and know that he's got it handled? You know, some people say, hey, I got this. That means they're going to take care of it. How many of you remember Big Josh that used to be here on the ushers? He used to go to the door with me every time I went to the door, anywhere I went, he went with me. And, you know, I'm standing at the door shaking hands, and I don't mean this derogatory, but sometimes there's some people that come in that are maybe their elevator don't go all the way to the top, or maybe like one guy that was tried to make the platform with a knife in his hand one time and said the Lord told him to get rid of that preacher up there, you know. Occasionally you might have somebody like that, you know, and it's always good to have somebody around. So while I was preaching, I had noticed this guy, and after years, you don't have the Holy Spirit to tell you a lot of things. You can pick them up in the natural. How many understand what I'm saying to you? And I had already spotted him while I was preaching, acting funny and so forth. And so I'm standing at the door, and I see him coming, and I saw her nod at Josh. I didn't want to turn around. I saw her nodding, and I heard him behind me say, "Don't worry about it, Pastor. I got your back. He has to come through me first. And in 35 years, there ain't nobody come through me yet, and it ain't going to start today." Now, you got to know Josh. He was a gentle giant. But I knew if somebody attacked me, they might well give their heart to God. Hey, that's the way we've got to get and know that God is back there. He's got us. Ain't nothing come through him in all of the years since his existence, and it's not about to start now. Hallelujah. God is able to do what he promised. God wants to do what he's promised, but he wants somebody that will stand still and know that he is God. Who is our God? He is God Almighty. He's the I am that I am. He's the Lord of lords. He's the God of gods. There is no one like him. No one will ever be like him. He is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Anybody get anything out of this psalm tonight? You know, I just looking over at today, and it just sort of resonated in me. I trust you got something out of it. Heavenly Father, help us to take a hold of this psalm that talks about who you are and what you're going to do for us. And help us, Father, to realize that you are always there wherever we're at, whatever we're doing, and that we can depend on you to do what you said you would do. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. What'd you get out of this tonight? That's good. I hear different things coming from different people, and that's what I wanted. Be still. All right, Jeff. Hey, you see, everybody, if I went around this room asking you, some of you would say the same thing, but most of you would say something just a little bit different. Because as I speak, the words speak to you, where you're at and what you need. So it's a little different for Chris, and it's a little different for Jared, and it's a little different for Al. Why? Because each of them are in a different position. And as they hear me talk about who God is, it zeroes in on exactly where they're at. So grab a hold of that and run off with it like a dog to the bone. All right? Everybody stand, please. Praise God. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I enjoyed speaking tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hey, if you happen to be here and you don't know God and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, well, you can know before you go get out of here tonight. Or if you know what it is to know him, but you just know you're not exactly where you're supposed to be, well, you can rededicate yourself tonight. Or if you're like a lot of people that live in this generation, they go to church, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ or not. Well, you can know before you leave here tonight. As we're dismissed in just a moment, if you'll come down to the front, the guys over here and the ladies over here, these people here will pray with you and you won't leave here like you came. Connection team, go find those first time guests and take them to get that special gift that we got just for them, okay? Listen, if you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, it doesn't make any difference. You need prayer for healing. You need prayer for the Holy Spirit. You need somebody to agree with you about a job. You need prayer for any reason. And the other reasons that I talked about, as we're dismissed, come to the front. They'll pray with you. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, we'll see you Sunday right here. God bless.